morning. Welcome to Little Switchar this morning. And the reason I'm bending over is because I'm not going to disturb the status quo. And junior high is a lot shorter than I am. I'm going to combine announcements and sharing. I'll let somebody have the microphone. Oh, it'll be getting here.
Good morning. I can kill some time while Miles comes up through with the microphone. If you have not smelled it yet, there is a youth soup and sandwich today for and a potato bar. And if you don't like baked potatoes, there is a hamburger barbecue. So come on out, support the youth. We're raising money for the National Youth Conference trip. And if we're doing prayer concerns, I wanted to mention that Savannah's choral teacher, her parents were both killed in a car accident this week. We were at the funeral on Friday, so we're looking for prayers for the Klein family of Hanover.
If you have an announcement, concern, please raise your hand. This is a larger group, and they're quieter than the morning group. I do want to lift up, in addition to Debbie Klein, there have been a number of deaths this week that affect our congregation. Vivian Whitmoyer died on January 22nd. Newman Silks died, I think it was Friday. And Kelly Gromlich, who is Arlene Redmond's granddaughter and niece, cousin to a lot of the members of our congregation, has also died. Her parents are Richard and Carol Reed, and I did want to give you their address. So if you have your pens ready, it's Richard and Carol Reed, and their address is 233 Henney Road, spelled H-E-N-N-E, Road, Burnville, 19506. And if you didn't get that, you can ask Diane. Hi. We do have a whole bunch of people that are still recuperating and have ongoing health concerns, and they're listed in the bulletin. One of those people I wanted to lift up, I have people that tell me they read the bulletin from cover to cover. Then I have some people who tell me they never look at their bulletin. How they can do that, I have no idea. But in your bulletin, next Sunday we will be lifting up a love offering for Tim Reinhart. Tim Reinhart was self-employed, and unfortunately, because of all the ongoing health issues he's had, he hasn't been able to work. So I told everybody at the first service to mark your calendar, your checkbook, if you have one of them little doodads you punch things into, whatever, to remember this love offering for Tim next week. I'm not going to make the mistake I made at the first service, but I am going to ask you to stand for the call to worship.
The generous love of God abounds.
We celebrate and give thanks for God's infinite love.
The unending grace of God surrounds us.
With humble joy, we give thanks for the astounding gift of God's grace.
The joy of being a child of God encompasses us.
With gratitude for a God who knows us by name, we give our thanks.
The steadfast love of God is always present and always ours.
Let us celebrate the overwhelming love of God. Come, let us worship and sing our praise.
Please join me in our prayer. Gracious and loving God, we give you thanks for never-ending love, which you lavish on all your children. There were many times this week in which we felt ourselves in the middle of our love. We thank you for that blessing. We confess where we have been weak, when we all feared to drive us away from your love. We found ourselves in the middle of hell itself. God, please forgive us. Loving God, may we continue to open ourselves up in the spirits you allow you to continue the work of perfection and love within us, so that you become the people you created us to be. By your grace, help it live in your love and continue to extend the love in the world. Amen.
Please remain standing and join in song number one on the song sheet, Blessed Are They.
Sorry.
The songs that we're singing today were picked by several of our junior high students. To God be the glory.
Shall we bow our hearts and our minds for prayer? Dear Lord, we give our thanks to have you daily in each of our lives. We ask you, Lord, at this time, to be with families, members of our congregation as they mourn. Please lift up the families of Debbie Klein, Vivian Whitmoyer, Newman Silks, and Kelly Gromlich as they cherish the memories and celebrate the lives of these individuals. We ask you, Lord, also to be with all the people that are recuperating, healing from injuries, healing from surgery, meeting health challenges on a daily basis. Enfold them, give them measure of comfort, a big measure of your love. Be with us, Lord, as we go forth from this place to let your love so shine through us that we can lead others to you. Let us go out into the world and let them know your wondrous love, your saving grace that you gave us through your Son, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
We come now to our time of offering. Let's pray. You alone are God. You alone are worthy of our praise and worship. It is to you who we offer our time, our talents, and our resources. Today we bring you our gifts of money in response to the ultimate gift of love that you have freely given to us in your unique Son, Jesus Christ. God, please accept these gifts as a symbol of our gratitude and love for you. Bless us in these gifts and use them both to spread your love to the very end of the earth. Amen.
Step by take, I take. Just as a word of explanation, that video was the highlights from the National Junior High Conference, which was held last June at Elizabethtown College. And we had four of our junior high people attend, and there were at least three advisors that were also in attendance. And it was a wonderful time of learning and celebration.
If there's any children in the congregation who would like to participate in the children's story, please come up.
Good morning, everyone. Today we are talking about God's love. God's love is something we can all have, and it is also something we can give away.
Look at our poster. Do you see on our poster that God's love is four corners? One, two, three, four. If we were to give you one of our corners of God's love, how many would we have left?
Chad?
Five, okay.
Let's see. Now let's count the corners. One, two, three, four, five.
We gave one away, and now we have five. Let's cut off some more. Welcome. Sorry. How many corners do you have?
Okay. Chad? You see, we end up with more corners of God's love every time we gave one away.
Who is one of the corners that was given away? Are you sure you got one? It looks like you really have three.
It keeps multiplying. Each time we give God's love away, there ends up being more. Let's pray. Dear God, help us each day to show your love and to give your love away to everyone we meet, so that your love continues to grow. Amen.
Before you go back to your parents, let's sing together the Magic Penny song, because in that song, we sing love is something if you give it away. Just like when they cut off the corners, we got more corners, okay? So let's all sing together. Congregation, please join in. Ready? Love is something if you give it away, give it away. If you give it away, you end up having more. It's just like a magic penny. Hold it tight and you won't have any. Lend it, spend it, and you'll have so many. They'll roll all over the floor. For love is
have known and believe the love that God has for us.
To know and to believe that God loves us.
Without question, without a doubt.
It's a factual belief. God loves us.
God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God.
Abide, put up with, stand for, tolerate, stomach.
God is love.
And those who abide in love abide in God.
To stand for love, to stand for God.
Without wavering.
All the time.
And those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them.
God lives in us.
If we live in God.
If God lives in us.
We live in God.
Love has been perfected.
Just what the doctor ordered.
Seamless, without flaw, unspoiled.
Ideal, complete.
Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment.
Boldness?
Confidence.
On the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world.
As he is.
So are we.
A mirror, a reflection.
Of love.
Of God.
There is no fear in love.
No fear.
Not in love.
There is no fear in love.
But perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment.
Oh, punishment.
Punishment is connected with fear.
But there is no fear in love.
Perfect love has no fear.
And whoever fears has not reached perfection in love.
What do you fear?
Certainly know God.
For God is love.
Love is God.
Do you believe it?
Do you know it?
God is love.
About your house?
Oh, kind of. Hey, today in Sunday school, we talked about God's love.
God's love is pretty awesome, isn't it? I mean, God's love is just so big.
Yeah, well, honestly, sometimes it's just too much, too wonderful. I can't take it all in. We read 1 John chapter 4, 16-18, and it said, "So we have known and believed that love, the love that God has for us. God is love. And those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love." That got me thinking. I'm most comfortable in my home, with my family, no matter what kind of day I've had. I can come home and feel better. But I know not everyone has a home or a family to come home to, and it doesn't seem fair. The scripture says that God is love, and when we abide in God's love,
we live in God's love and make God our home.
Yeah. So home is where the heart is, right? So abiding in God's love is like being home, a place where we are safe to rest and be our truest selves, even if we don't have an actual house.
Oh, I like that. God is home. God is good.
Yeah, but God is good, but sometimes I'm not. I mean, I'm so blessed to have a safe home, a loving family, but I kind of take it for granted, you know? Like, I should read my Bible, but there are so many entertaining books or interesting things to research in the computer. And prayer? I kind of feel bad that I only pray when I'm in trouble or when I'm sick or something. And I'm not always very nice to my siblings.
Sounds like you are afraid that God may not love you if you're not perfect.
Kind of. I know God's love is big, but don't I have to do something to earn that love?
Sam, God does not love you because you are good. God loves you because God is good. See, God knows we are going to blow it from time to time. We are only human. And it is precisely in those times of our greatest failures that the true nature of God's heart is revealed. We are forgiven. God's forgiveness breathes new life into us over and over again.
Wow. Thank you, God.
Yep. Thanks be to God for a love so great that we can take rest. We can lay down our worries.
We can come home.
Right. We may wander around and get lost every now and again, but we can always come home and take comfort in the fact that God loves us and wants us to feel love so deeply in our bones that we shine from the outside. We shine from the inside out and radiate God's love back out into the world, onto our brothers and sisters, our families, everyone.
God's love is so big and complete and perfect. There's nothing I can do to make God love me one bit more or one bit less. That is big. Thank you, God.
Yes, thank you, God, and thank you, Sam, for helping me think about God's love.
So, the other day in Sunday school, it was last week, wasn't it? We all went around and we wrote down what we thought it meant to abide in God's love. And I'm first, so... I think that to abide in God's love means to use God's love in everything you do, every day, every minute, anywhere.
I think abiding in God's love means you live in His love and He lives in your love.
To abide in God's love means to live in Christ fully and live in God's love.
I think to abide in God's love means to trust in His love. One way that I can abide in God's love is to bring people joy. One way that I can do that is performing in dance swells over the summer.
To abide in God's love means to help other people less fortunate than me. I can show God's love by helping at Make-A-Wish parties. To see joy on their faces when they open presents brings happiness to me. I also experience God's love when He helps me through tough times.
To abide in love, I live within God's love, and I do that by being out in nature.
Our junior high worked very hard on getting ready. We've had several practices, and they worked hard and suffered through writing some of those things out. Will you stand and join me in our last hymn, 546?
Thank you.
Please join me in the litany. We live in a world where fear abounds.
God, perfect your love in us and drive out our fears.
We live in a world where fear causes us to worry.
God, perfect your love in us and drive out our fears.
We live in a world where fear causes us to be greedy.
God, perfect your love in us and drive out our fears.
We live in a world where fear causes us to keep quiet.
God, perfect your love in us and drive out our fears.
We live in a world where fear causes us to be judgmental.
God, perfect your love in us and drive out our fears.
We live in a world where fear causes us to hate.
God, perfect your love in us and drive out our fears.
We live in a world where fear causes us to strike back.
God, perfect your love in us and drive out our fears.
We live in a world where our fears cause us not to love.
God, perfect your love in us.